The Marlins squaring off with the Braves. It's the home opener in Miami. Members of the 97 World Series championship team throwing out the first pitch, including Edgar Renteria. As for the action, 3-0 Miami in the third. Marcell Ozuna once more facing Bartolo Colon.
Ozuna right field. That's well hit. And it's deep. And it's gone. 3-run shots. 6-0 Fish. And a great start continues for Ozuna. We've talked so much about the little things, about the approach, about using the big part of the field, thinking with two strikes, what do you want to do? And you will be rewarded when you think your game. And you see it again, Marcell Ozuna gets a fastball away and drives it the other way. Great to see.
And he said to us, he said, you've got a magnificent facility here. You're going to love our ballpark. Here's that drive. This is deep to left. Going back, Bonifacio looking. It is up, up and away. Another home run for Marcell Ozuna. This a two-out, two-run home run. 8-3 Marlins, and Ozuna is having a night. 6 RBIs and a pair of homers and a sac fly.
About the only thing that can stop the Marlins right now is a cat in center field desperately looking for a way out of here.
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes.
Easy there, G. Now Stanton is going to knock on the door.
Yeah.
Don't pick that up.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it. Now the cat is going to have to take a lap. There's no way out over there, right?
Nope.
Atlanta 4. Counts 3-1 to Nick Markakis, who hit a home run in the fourth into the right field bullpen off the starter Straley. Barrickall holds just above his belt. The 3-1. Swinging a fly ball left field. Ozuna's going back on it. He's got it measured. He makes the catch to end the inning. Wasn't easy. It took 27 pitches. But Bearclaw does indeed hang a zero here in the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, three left.
Our friend the Cats is thinking that, you know what? I'm tired with this. I'm out of here. So more catting about for our friend. And we wish the cat well. But we suspect we'll see him again somewhere.
The Marlins win their home opener 8-4. D. Gordon and Christian Yelich each with three hits. Yelich also adds three runs scored. The Braves have now lost five in a row. Marlins manager Don Mattingly on his team winning the home opener 8-4.
No, it was good. The first thing, obviously, D gets us going, and JT throws one out there, and he takes third on that. Just seemed like everything kind of went, you know, that inning went good with, you know, Yelly. Getting ahead, Giancarlo walks there, just a lot of good stuff. Even, you know, when O gets that sac fly on a fairly shallow. So a lot of good things happened tonight. We ran the bases pretty good, I thought. I thought Yelly a couple different times. He tags on that ball, gets the third, gets us an extra run. Goes first to third on another play. Justin Bohr was good tonight. So I thought we were pretty solid. Just those middle innings there got a little rough. You know, they kind of kept coming. They're a good offensive club, so – you know, and then the guys at the end kind of shut it down. Yeah, I mean, did he throw 35 in the first? Yeah, I didn't realize he threw that many in the first because he throws a lot of strikes. You know, as much as anything, it's just that we kept kind of coming and kept trying to score. That's the big thing is, you know, we talked about it again. We talked about that before the game today is that some of the things good on the last road trip is that we continued to add on. Tonight we kept going, added some big runs in there. No, it was great. It's great to see people in that upper deck and have some noise out there, and then the guys show up and play well. That's, you know, it's always nice when you get a good crowd that, you know, the guys put on a good show. So tonight everything kind of went, you know, the way we would like it to.
Marcell Ozuna with a two-homer game. He spoke about the Marlins' 8-4 victory over the Braves.
Marcell, as soon as you sat down, you said, "That is for Jose." You have said before you do everything for him. When you have a night like this, how much do you feel like Jose is with you?
Yeah, I feel great when if he was here with us. I know he gonna be like enjoying everything.
Here it comes, and I have no doubt that is Miguel Rojas. Hey, a well-deserved shaving cream pie in the face for Marcell Ozuna. You had 6 RBIs coming into this game. Tonight, you get 6 RBIs. What is working for you at the plate right now?
Every time I was there and get into the box, I was thinking, oh, let me do it for him. I just pray for him and say, help me.
Don Mattingly said before the game, we need to do the little things to be successful, like move runners over, take extra bases. Do you feel like this team is doing the little things right now?
Yeah, we play the game right now. We just focus on if we men on base, men on third, we try not bringing in. And let's see, lately in the game, we focus on win the game like that. For me, it was great. We be there, you know. We every time fighting, like compete. Every game we play against them and play against the Mex and Washington, we always compete. That's for me. I'm glad to be part of the team and play harder every day.
Up next, the Marlins try and win for the 5th time in 6 games as their brief 2-game set wraps up with the Braves. Tom Kohler on the hill up against Jaime Garcia.